dress so fine. Threw the bones of dime in your prime. But didn't you? People call, say, but where the dog? You're bound to fall, you thought they were all. At you. Now you don't, baby. You don't seem so proud. But how'd it be scrounging? Don't ask me now. Hey, how does it feel? How does it feel, baby? To be on your own. Show how to live out the street. Just gonna have to get used to it. See, you never come to mind. With a mystery tramp, but now you got to realize he's not selling any alibis as he stands in the vacuum. They says, hey baby, would you like to take a deal? Yeah, how does it feel? How does it feel? Be on your own.
From an unreleased After Hours jam at Ungano's Club in New York City, that's Jimi Hendrix and Al Kooper with the Butterfield Blues Band rhythm section doing Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, a song that Jimmy also performed at Monterey Pop. Most of the British groups of the 60s were deeply influenced by American R&B, but none were as into it as the Animals, whose cover of the old blues standard House of the Rising Sun was one of the biggest records of 1964. By September of 1966, however, the original group had broken up, and bassist Brian Chaz Chandler had made known his plans to enter the management side of the music business. He was looking for someone to represent. He was looking for a challenge. He found it in New York. He found it in Jimi Hendrix.
He was playing in a little club called the Cafe One in Greenwich Village. He just met the musicians that afternoon when I saw him. You know, he got about $15 for doing four shows a day there. I just sat there, I thought to myself, well, there's got to be a catch here somewhere because somebody must have signed him up years ago, sort of thing, you know. I just couldn't believe that this guy was standing around and nobody was doing anything for him, you know. He was just stunning.
And so, in September of 1966, Chaz took Jimmy back to England with him, introduced him to the London rock scene, and started auditioning musicians for a new group. 2 weeks later, the lineup was set. Noel Redding, a guitarist who thought he was trying out for the new Animals on bass, and Mitch Mitchell, late of Georgie Fame's Blue Flames, on drums.
And the band I was working with broke up on a Monday. On the Tuesday, I got a phone call saying, hey, do you want to go and play with this, have a play with this guy? And so I went down to a little club somewhere in the depths of Soho, and there was Noel, who had sort of literally been recruited, I think, the week before, who I didn't know. I didn't know that I hadn't worked with Noel before. And it's the first time Noel had ever played bass or picked up a bass. He was originally a guitarist. And Jimmy was there in a sort of a Burberry sort of trench coat, Humphrey Bogart sort of trench coat, looking, you know, relatively straight, apart from, you know, the sort of the hair. And we just sat down and went through a lot of different rhythms. We played for about, I suppose, about an hour and a half.
A week later, the newly named Jimi Hendrix Experience headed for Paris on a sold-out show at the Olympia, opening for French pop star Johnny Hallyday, who was so impressed with the trio that he took them on a short tour of France.